Hello, and in today's episode, we're covering the non-disabling injury rider. This is an ancillary feature that's built into one of the Big Six insurance contracts. This will explain how it works and how you qualify for it. I hope you enjoy.
So a couple different features we can discuss would be the non-disabling injury rider. Have you had to use that personally?
Personally, no, but I've certainly had a number of clients utilize it. The thing about a non-disabling injury benefit, which is kind of unique and kind of nice, and there was a purpose behind the design and implementation of it, is it comes in and will actually pay you as a consumer and policyholder up to 50% of the benefit that you originally bought, not to exceed $3,000 per incident.
Per event.
Per lifetime. Mm-hmm. Per incident. And it is not dependent whatsoever on what your health insurance company paid. So, an example, one of my clients came out and was skiing with me in Vail. He skied into the tree. I did not. Shame on him. Anyway, ended up separating his shoulder, drug down the mountain with ski patrol. You know, they bandaged him up, bundled him up, and sent him back and on his way with a $4,000 bill. Mm. Now, his health insurance paid all but $75. Mm. And so he
you just have to turn in the statement of cost.
Exactly. So we turn over a $4,000 bill. Client gets $3,000 back. So the thing about that feature that I think is interesting is the more unlucky and the more clumsy you are, the better that feature really does work for you.
And it's per event. So it could, I had a client, I think, get close to $2,000 within a 6-month window with a torn ACL and a broken bone for the other. So it's a nice one to have. And you don't have to worry about giving the money back to the insurance company. It's really proof and dollar for dollar up to the $3,000.
It is. And what I would suggest, certainly, is whoever your representation is, if you have a non-disabling injury benefit on, no matter how small that claim might be, always call, always turn it in.
Yeah.
Because I've paid claims from somebody getting a pine needle in their eye from putting a Christmas tree ornament on to somebody getting some poison ivy. $18 worth of cream. It's still an accident. You know, I also had another individual that had an esophagus burn from eating hot sauce at a hot sauce festival, you know, dipped into some ghost peppers or something. So it may or may not feel like a claim, but if you incur expenses and it wasn't an illness, you ought to call.
The other interesting thing about a non-disabling injury rider is that it covers natural teeth. So if you bite on a piece of candy, break your tooth, you can actually call up and file the claim for that unfortunate piece of candy event.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Amber Stitt Show, Physician's Edition. For more information about this podcast, books, articles, and more, please visit me at amberstitt.com. For more information about physician insurance contracts, please listen to the entire Physician Edition podcast series or visit us at mddisabilityquotes.com. Thank you for listening.